Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Oh my goodness, Peggy's in the house. Peggy Rome's in the house. Yes. Why? Because we were just talking about something in the last show, if you heard us, Carrie and I, talk about it. And we were talking about what does it mean to have a great goodbye? And so what that's about is when you are in a transition period, when you're going from whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever that is, and it doesn't have to be big, it could be anything. And you go to something fresh, to something new, to something, you know, that's expansive. For me, there were days where I couldn't get off the couch. And expansive for me was putting the remote down. Like, just don't turn on the remote and taking an action, maybe getting up, walking out on the deck. But what if you could really wrap your mind around all things wellness? What if you could really look at what happens when you say yes to not just creating that amazing life, but you say yes to being of service for others? That's what Peggy is about, because many of you know her as All Things Wellness, but she is a leader in the health and wellness field. You know, this is not just something that she said casually. Oh, no, this has been a lifelong commitment. It's like Don Miguel says, you know, when you step up and you step in and you understand the full nature of what you're called to do, then you cannot not do it. Her passion, her vision, everything I've known about her and been working with her for years, it doesn't matter. It always ends up to be, how can we be of more service? How can we build community? How can I, Peggy, help other people and then distribute that knowledge and transfer it to the world? Today, I'm so thrilled to talk with her about something that myself and others here have been involved with. But more importantly, what is the fourfold formula for all things wellness? And what does that mean when you sit down and you look at what these contributors have done to bring this message forward? Peggy, it's great to have you. Awesome to see you.
Hey, Dr. Pat. I tell you, I don't usually look really forward to Mondays, but when you're on my calendar, I was like, get up, girl. I'm so glad to be here. So glad to be here. Thank you for the intro, All Things Wellness. Do you remember, I was thinking about, please do not let me not talk about this. When you and I were together, so back in 2018, for those of you guys who don't know about Dr. Pat's and my evolution together, I had a radio show called Coach Couch and Coffee years ago with TTR. And I evolved. You and I were talking about this before the show started. And in order to level up, you have to make space. You have to make space and move out of the apartment, right? You gotta like, what? So we got together, and for pretty much a full year, you guys, Dr. Pat rebranded me. And even for anybody out there who's been in an industry that they love, like myself and their passion, you think you know what you know and who you are and where you're going, but sometimes you don't sell yourself very well. And what you taught me was your past, there are stories back there, and we've got to talk about your resume of life and bring those forward and become part of those in order to move you forward. We worked for a full year in 2018, kind of rebranding. And I thought we were going to get together and pick some colors out and make a pretty website. And it was like a year of counseling. I mean, it was really tough. Like you said, just getting the remote control to get up off the couch some days was all I could do. But you and I, we were sitting there and I was looking at you, and that was back, you guys, she tape records you when she rebrands you and beats you. So there are tape recordings out there, but she looked at me and she said, Peggy, what are you? And I just was so frustrated at this point. I'm like, how dare she ask me who I am, people? And she said, no, who are you? And she kept pulling it and pulling it. And I said, I don't know. I do all things wellness. Like, I'm the all things wellness coach. Like, and she just kept saying, go, go. And then I was done. And she said, that's it. I said, what do you mean? She goes, that's the name of your business. You're the all things wellness coach, all things wellness. Your business, you know, your show is all things wellness. She goes, go get the .com. I'll talk to you later. And I think she just like shut me
hung up.
And here I am.
And, you know, but there is a reason for that, because, you know, first of all, two people don't get together unless two people are meant to get together for a greater good. And, you know, especially in the field that you and I are in, or especially the work that I do with people, is, you know, I love seeing a vision of what's possible. Now, here you are today, took that, ran with it, and now you've up-leveled it, because, you know, rebranding is one part of it. But you're not just rebranding your business, you're rebranding your heart, you're rebranding your soul, you're creating an opening, an expansive nature of something, and you don't even know what it is. You're thinking like, oh yeah, but, and then it takes on a life of its own. I mean, isn't that how we got to this place now, where you're not just bringing what you are and who you are forward, but you're creating a platform now for other people to contribute? And isn't that part of Fourfold Formula?
It is part of a Fourfold Formula. So what we did is, when we first got together in the All Things Wellness, I have an All Things Wellness wheel, and it has four quadrants. So it's heart, spirit, mind, and body. Yeah. And so we'll chat about that, you know, later in the show. But I want to just address the coming together. And I believe in people like you believed in me. I can see possibilities. I can hold their hand. I can sometimes hold them over the ledge and go, I know you're ready to fly. I know that. Let's just go. So I wanted to create this platform because I've always wanted to write books. And I remember you saying to me, I can tell you probably what I was wearing. And you said, what do you want to be? Where do you want to go? And I said, I want to write books. I want to get all this content out of here. I don't want to die with all this content in here. And she said, hey, tell me who you are. We're sitting next to each other in an airplane. And I'm like, she pretended she was me. And I said, I said, I wanted to write a book. This is Dr. Pat. Hi, I'm Peggy. I want to write a multi best-selling books internationally. And she just went off, and I was like, oh my God, she's talking about me writing more than one book. So the Fourfold Formula is kind of a metaphor of bringing together the heart, spirit, mind, and body. It's a book that we are writing with seven media partners, and we brought together 40 writers, 30 contributing authors, seven media partners. James Redfield is writing the foreword, and then my co-author, Marcus Fettstein, who is an endocrinologist, and myself. So 40 of us writing true stories from our heart that are either related to the quadrants of heart, spirit, mind, or body.
Yeah. And this is really why it's so exciting to be able to talk to you about this, because, you know, we were talking about this during the last show. You know, we're not really here to talk to you about the Great Resignation. That's for some people that don't actually understand what's going on in people's lives and why they're changing careers and why they're leaving. It is the Great Resurrection. This is the time where what's in your heart really is coming forward, needs to come forward. And people like Peggy are, you know, and what Peggy's doing is saying, yes, and I'm going to create this platform. I'm going to create this way for you to plug in. And then what we're going to do is we're going to create this, put the book together, and have it be so on point with what the world needs that this is an ongoing ripple effect to really address what might be underneath in your heart and in your soul. And that's part of all things wellness as well, because isn't that... Look, when people talk about wellness, they're starting to rethink this, because they know that the old version of pumping them dumbbells or doing them whatever you do, that is one aspect of it, but doesn't describe how to help people get through what these past 3 years have been about, is it?
No. And I remember too, and we've had so many conversations in the past, you know what you mean to me, Dr. Pat. And
yeah,
my frustration back in the day was that I said, I need this tool. I need a tool with my clients to assess where they are in their home. If they have children, if they have three jobs, I need a tool to assess where they are at any given time throughout the year. Letting me know, where are you with creativity and organization and your exercise and your spirituality and your coping skills? And we couldn't find anything. There were financial wheels and wellness wheels, or there was a well-being wheel. And so we had to just pull all this together, and it ended up being a wellness wheel with 24 different spokes. So that's why this isn't easy. It is a challenge to balance all of this stuff. And you are absolutely right. It is a resurrection. And I recognize this so much from my heart, you guys, in doing this project. When I dug deep into my heart and figured out why I really wanted to do this, community, relationships, and about people, true stories, so they could read them at home, this fell into place. It wasn't even work.
I love that, you know, because we're going to take a short break. When we come back, this is what we're going to really talk about. And I just shared on the previous show that in order for me to do the next level of what I'm being called to do, there's some things I have to let go of. I mean, it is not going to be possible for me to hold on to everything, even if I love it, right? There is this next level. And now I'm starting to feel a responsibility to provide this to the people that listen and watch the show. But it's not a heavy responsibility. Mm-hmm. It is a joyful one. It is one that says, yeah, I'm willing to take this on. That's what Peggy, that's what you've done. Before we go to break, can we give people a little bit of information so they know how to find out more about this?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yes. PeggyWilms.com. It's WILLMS.com.
When we come back, if you're thinking this, and I know you are, I mean, all you got to do is read some of the reports, you know. Oh, like, what does the report say? Anybody that visits a bar, just know that bar sales, open bars, are up 20% above pre-COVID. If you're thinking, oh, wait a minute, I don't even understand how that 30 pounds crept in. Oh, it's just like overnight. Okay, pre-COVID, that too. If you're thinking, I don't have any emotional room for not one more thing, I am going to delete all my dating apps. That too. When we come back, Peggy's going to give us the why. You see, you're not crazy. As Susan would say, Susan Denae would say this, you got to know you're crazy. And part of knowing it is understanding you have done nothing wrong. It is challenging. When we come back, Peggy's going to take us on the journey of why that is and what you can do that may not be as challenging, that may be more simple, that may be just eat one slice of pizza. I can't even do that, so I'm not even going to use it. Benny, let's take
Sounds
I can't
good.
Eat one slice of pizza. Benny, let's take a short break. Jacob, we'll be right back.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit brettbevel.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Courtney Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney.
I tell you, I love this. It's so great. You know, Peggy Wilms joining me here today. And look, you're going to hear about this. And Peggy, when can people expect the book? I didn't even tell them that. I know approximately an idea. It's,
we're looking at probably, hopefully, the middle to end of July. So it's,
okay. And I'm assuming there'll be others as well coming along.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you've done is, in so many ways, you know, there are a lot of people that do things in this venue and they follow like this blueprint, but this is different. Peggy actually created partnerships, collaborations. Each of us got to contribute a portion, a chapter, whatever you want to call it, but we each got to contribute. And, you know, the part of the contribution was to really look at the question of why. Why is, and you could say wellness, or you could say your own, put your own deal in. Why is blank so challenging? And, you know, it was interesting, Peggy, because I was telling you during the break, it took me a while to write it. Jessica's like, are you going to send her the chapter? Are you going to send her? You're waiting to the last minute. I'm like, I'm just trying to figure out which one to write about, right? And then something happened. And I decided to write the story of what I, who I consider one of my first mentors in the workplace. Now, I didn't write about the hot dog story. I would have gotten a different mentor. But my first corporate story where I was at a tipping point, and this really talks to the point of why is wellness so challenging. So I was at this tipping point, and I'm not going to give the story away because people have to read it, but I was at this point, and I'm 17, and I had already stormed down to HR, which I didn't even talk about Doris Stoner, and I said to her, I cannot work in this library. I'm like a level three. I just came out of the mailroom. I almost got fired in the mailroom, and I come out of the mailroom, and I stormed down to Doris Stoner, who didn't know why she hired me, and but hired me, and I said, I can't work in the library. Of course I can't work in a library. You can't talk in a library. I have to put books on a shelves in the Dewey Decimal System. What was anybody thinking? And she looked at me and said, I think I got the perfect job for you. Payroll. You're going to be in a room with 50 people and you're going to have to behave. And I said, anything but the library. And that's how I met my first mentor. I went from a level two, entry level, $60 a week, to a level three, walked out of the library after 2 weeks, payroll. And I was in payroll and worked my way up from a level three to the highest level of non-management and then got promoted to management. But why is wellness so challenging? Well, it's challenging for a lot of reasons, and that's what you're going to talk about. But for somebody like me, who is that crazy child at 17, it's challenging because of my big fat ego. That was me. That and drugs and alcohol. But that's another show.
How you got that? That's part two. You know, when we before we talk about kind of the challenging stuff with health and wellness and well-being and all that fun stuff, the important thing with us for this book is, you know, the wellness wheel was a great framework for this because it left no story. You know, we couldn't leave any story out because it had a home anywhere. So when we said we want to write this book, I always wanted to write something with like a chicken soup of the soul type thing. And Marcus Vetstein and I have known each other for a long time. We said, let's bring together your patients and some of my clients, and this is what we'll do. And then we realized how restrictive that was, especially after COVID. I said, I want them to write true stories from their heart about whatever, which was a little bit challenging when we went out and we advertised for this book, because they're like, well, what am I supposed to write about? I said, your life. Write about whatever you, well, what do you mean? Like, tell me what to write about. And I said, no, you figure it out. And that, and then working and editing and peeling it back and putting it in the different chapters. But, you know, like you said, what really came out of this is people are deciding where they are in their health and wellness by the stories that they tell and where they're living right now. So if you just lost your job, that is where your story is right now. That's where your puncture is. That's where your pain point is. But we tend to take all of our focus right to that. And then everything else gets ignored and compounds. And unfortunately, we can't just push it away. We have to learn how to balance that. And that's the tough part about health and wellness, is that you can't forget any one area of your life. It needs some sort of attention. So that balancing act, I think part of it, Dr. Pat, is that people don't realize how awesome they're doing already. Right. We're brought up in a society that just says you're doing such a bad job and you should be doing this better and you should eat this and this is how you should blah, blah, blah. But you're balancing work and you're balancing your kids and you're mowing the lawn and you're doing your laundry and you're cutting up the kale and you're getting dressed and you're showering and you paid, you know, you opened your mail. There's a lot of stuff we're doing well. It's just looking at it all at the same time that is tough.
Yeah. You know, I love that we're talking about this too, because the contributors, the people that you've brought together, you know, to share this message, to bring this forward, all of us have gone through a whole load of stuff. So you got us at a time, right?
Yes.
Where we just gone through stuff. And, you know, and some of us from a business perspective, you know, we're still at it. And, you know, I'm making some decisions myself right now on how I want to approach providing information about the state of affairs for small businesses. You know, how am I going to get my senator's attention? How am I going to get the attention of folks to say, I love that you want to give everybody relief for student debt, but I'm saying right now, how about giving us relief for employee disaster loans, which are still mm-hmm. charging us interest? So we have to figure those things out. And at the same time, address what you said about the challenges of wellness, but not at the expense of what we're passionate on our vision, right? Isn't that part of the dance, Peggy?
Well, and I, yes. And, you know, finding the connection in these stories, to me, that's what brought us closer together. It really did help define itself as I brought the people in and I got to know everybody. This was going to be, I set out to do one specific thing with this book, and it was not to fill it. It was not, I stayed fast. I said, I want 30 people, but it wasn't that I wanted the people. I wanted the stories. And when I got them, I wanted to peel them back and peel it because I wanted raw people in a community. And the reason that I say this is I watched through COVID, everybody go home, and I watched my clients one-on-one sit at home with mental illness get worse and people's weight go up and their sleep apnea, everything got worse. And I thought, if they were at home watching one little interview, or listening to reading a book like this, it could change lives. It could save lives. We could reduce, you know, somebody could connect with suicide. I mean, these stories, Dr. Pat, in this book, we've got immigration stories. We've got addiction stories. We've got divorce stories. We've got anorexic stories. I mean, I remember Dr. Marcus, who's my co-author, said to me, Peggy, what if we get all the same stories? I said, you won't. He goes, what if they all end up like in the heart chapter? I mean, what are we going to do if they're all like relationship or self-care stories? I knew they wouldn't, because we are all so different. And, you know, you are one of our media partners, and I said, I want the seven media partners to also write their own story because I want people to relate to you. You're real people with real stories. And we need to see where, you know, you've learned your lessons of wellness and well-being. And so they get to read your story too.
I got to tell you, and I share this during the break, is that we're going to talk about what all things wellness is in the wellness wheel. We're going to take one break and then we're not going to take any for the rest of the show because I want you to see what Peggy's talking about. Actually, Jacob, I think, can actually bring up the website page so you can see this wellness wheel. But one of the things that was really interesting for me is you caught me at a time where I was reflecting on mentorship and angels. And I actually was contemplating, you know, writing, you know, my own book proposal and what was I going to write about. Now I'm still on the fence with that, so don't even ask me. But what happened was I started to look at the people that I've gotten support with, just like you described the work you and I have a list of people that without these people, Dan Vandermoss, Brian McGorry, Mary Louise Smith, I mean, I can go, Lionel Howard, I can go on and on and on about these people, right? Doris Stoner, who looked at me, I'm 17, I walk in like I'm just off the street because I was homeless, so I don't even know what I was wearing. Like when I went on the interview for what company? The phone company. This is the most dress up, wear the suit. And I walk in like I just came off the street from a homeless gig begging for money in New York. And I walk in and my hair is all teased and I don't know what the makeup looked like. I almost didn't know about the interview because why? I'm not living at home. But here I am and I walk in and she looks at me and says, this is where this came from, this article, by the way. This is where it began.
The story. Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know what it is about you. I don't know what it is about you. You're out 48 days in your senior year. By no means do you fit in our Bell standard for employment, not even in the mailroom. But I don't know what it is about you. I don't know what it is about you. But I'm going to hire you anyway. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I don't know what it is about filling your own blank, but are you willing to give them a chance? Are you willing to open up the door and understand how to take what Peggy has created and know that all things are wellness, even if your judgment about another person comes in? What are you willing to do for wellness? What are you willing to do for wellness? Not your own wellness, but like everybody. What are you willing to do for wellness? We're going to take a short break and we come back. All things wellness. Peggy, you're going to find out more about it. What are you willing to do for wellness? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit WildMinistriesLLC.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Oh, my gosh. You folks that are listening are watching the KKNW stream. Okay. I didn't tell you the ending of that. I didn't tell you the ending of that series, but I was talking to Peggy about the fact I was asked to write like this little review. And the reason that that was important for me to share with Peggy is because, look, when you're in on all things wellness and you're really willing for wellness, then are you ready, willing, and able to not compromise? Mm-hmm. Are you at that place? But here's what Peggy's done that's so beautiful. It isn't just about the book and the contributors. It isn't about that. But what she's created in the All Things Wellness Wheel, and Jacob's going to show it to you on the TV version that you're watching, is that what if we could tap into helping people in all aspects of this? Peggy, now, what is the best way for people to find out about you, for them to stay plugged into what you're doing, order their copy of the book when that time is coming around? Mm-hmm. Tell us about all of that.
Probably Peggy@allthingswellness.com is my email. Again, my website is www.peggywelms.com. The/author is where all of my media partners and the book and everything's hanging out. That's where the book will be for sale. And we'll keep you posted across all my social media platforms, typical.
Good.
Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all that fun stuff.
Because there is something here for everyone. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that. You know, let's talk about the framework, because I love that you use a structure and an infrastructure mm-hmm. to say, look, there's a message that we need to bring out there. And the message has to do with how to make sure we don't leave something out. You know, right. If we take the wellness wheel and the fourfold formula of that, then what we're saying is maybe you don't care about maybe your body is in great shape, right? Maybe that's not it for you, but how about this other thing over here, right? Right. So can you talk about what the all things wellness wheel is about, but more importantly, how you use it, not just for this, but this is something you use in your entire coaching platform, right?
That's right. When we were going to name the book, which is The Fourfold Formula, and we made it kind of like a recipe, the reason we did that is that we all know that if you're missing one ingredient, like baking soda, that it's not going to come out and be the perfect cupcake. We know we need every ingredient to make the. And so when we wanted people to understand that all things wellness, whether it's the heart, spirit, mind, or body chapter part of the wheel, part of the book, those are the four chapters, you aren't going to be all well or all well-being if you don't have bits and pieces of all that formula to be balanced, to be healthy, to be, you know, have good relationships, decent jobs, be a good mom. And I do use it with my clients. And so the wellness wheel is actually also a worksheet. And it is a wheel that metaphorically, that's my word for the day, obviously. When you think about being on the wagon and a wellness wagon, you're rolling towards goal, you're getting there, things are going well, you're on the path. And then something happens. We hit a rock, we get a flat, there's a puncture, and we can either go totally off the rails, or we get slight flat and we can, you know, course correct and be back on. So what I do with the wheel is it is in 24 spokes, and my clients or the class will take an actual pencil and go from the center of the hub, which is a zero, out towards the tread, which is a 10, tell me where you are. Where are you with your coping skills? Do you think your emotions are a 3, or are you doing well and you're doing, got a 10? How are you doing with the organization? You still got laundry in the, you know, the dryer from 4 days ago? It might be a 3 right now. So they kind of look at all 24 areas. And so even things, Dr. Pat, like, you know, Jessica at TTR, she plays a lot of instruments. It is part of who she is. And she feels more connected when she plays her instruments. Well, if I have a client who hasn't touched their instruments for years, there's a piece of them missing. That affects everything. It's not just about doing squats and kale, eating kale, like we always, you know, you and I always joke. So it is a balance. I do use the whole framework. And everything that I say and do is all about balancing it with that wheel.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of this that I want, you know, I want everybody to know about, it was really important. You know, we're talking about an upcoming book, but we're talking about much more. We're talking about a level of consciousness and thoughtfulness that really has done a scan of what's going on in the world, you know, what's going on out there, right? And, you know, that had to come into your being and consciousness, that information of what was going on out there, so that you could design something that would address the solution part, right? Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. And can you share any little tidbits about some of the stories?
Oh, I can't. I absolutely can't. If I back up about the relationship, the most proud I am about this whole entire project with these 40 people are the relationships that we have created. And when the stories were coming in, I honestly just thought, hey, I, you know, I loved English. I took 5 Englishes my freshman year of college. Love English, was always, you know, always been a writer. And I thought, I'm going to get these stories. I'm going to be editing and looking for some punctuation. Things are going to be great. But I didn't realize the emotion that was going to come in and the rewrites and then going back to the authors and circling around and pulling the, you know, using the adjectives and peeling back their onion and the literal emotion that I would feel in holding these stories. And I mean, gut-wrenching stories. So as I started to get closer to these people, I thought, I'm not keeping these people to myself. Like, I'm bringing these guys together. So I created a private Facebook site with all the authors in there. The media partners and the publishers aren't in there, but the authors are all in there. They got to introduce, they got to know each other. They know each other by name. They started blogging with me. We've had meetings, but we also did story teasers. So if you guys haven't seen any of those on my public Facebook site, we have story teasers where some of the authors have read about 250 words of their story. You can see their face, can see them read their own bits and pieces of their story, can see us tear up. And so you will be able to see some of the individual stories. And we have authors all over the world, from Ghana, Germany, Montreal, Canada, Washington, Florida, England, all coming together. And guess what? We all are dealing with the same stuff, Dr. Pat. Same things. So it is a, to me, it's an all things wellness family.
Yeah.
And one of the most moving stories, you know, I hate to say I have any favorites. I don't have any favorites. Everybody's my favorite. But there are a lot of trauma stories, a lot of abuse. There are a lot of stories where the authors weren't sure they wanted to share some of the stories because they've never gone public with them. I have one particular person in the book who called me and said, I can't do this. I thought I could do this. Thought I was ready. Can't do it. Crying. 2 days later, I said, sit in it. If you can't do it, pull out of the book, but I got you, I'll hold you, I got you, and come back. And she did it. And this week, I don't know, no, it was the end of last week, this particular author went to work. One of her coworkers saw the teaser on Facebook and sent her a text. And I begged this author to share it with the rest of us on this Facebook site. And the coworker pretty much said, I had no idea that happened to you. Just this, the most beautiful connection that they made, and they have worked together forever, and all because of this story. You know, when you think about connections, Dr. Pat, I don't know if you realize this, that eight of your radio hosts are in this book.
Yeah, I knew there were quite a few, and I'm really happy that they are, because, you know, I get to work with incredible people. And when you take a look at what their journey's like and what they've gone through and, you know, what they're bringing forward, you know, this is where you have to stand in your yes now. And you're right. I think for me, as I went through my own process of what do I really want to talk about? What's really on my mind? Mm-hmm. And what was on my mind was reflecting on, one, how as an organization and a network, all of us here are so positioned to be of service and mentorship for all the people we work with. And that is in service of a larger audience that tunes in and mm-hmm. listens to the show. And so I was reflecting upon, and I think Linda and I debated this a little bit, you know, who is my first real mentor? But what was the hard, tough love part of that? Now, you can have a lot of mentors and you could do a lot of things, but what I'm struck by is how willing all of the contributors were to really address that aspect, tough love, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
You know what I learned too is that it's all about making it safe, you know, just creating an atmosphere where, you know, Dr. Marcus and I said, there is no judgment. You can say anything to us and share whatever. And whether we agreed or didn't agree, there's some stories that maybe we didn't agree with some thoughts. And, but we let it be an open playground where we said, bring it to us and let's see what it's like. So you're right. We opened up for them, and they also opened up to hear feedback from us because there was some tough love pushback from me going, let's go deeper. Are you willing to go deeper? And I kept saying, you're going to change lives. You can't just sit there and think if you don't get a thumbs up or you don't get an email that you're not changing lives, because in today's world, there's 75% of people out there, you won't ever know they're listening to you. And you're changing lives until you stop. If you stopped your show, Dr. Pat, you would be shocked at how many people that listen to you and that you've changed their life if you stop. Mm. And then last August, I decided to pull away from everything, my radio show, social media, everything. And I heard more compliments in 32 years of my career when I pulled away. The instant messages, the emails of like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I listened to you for so long and I'm sitting here going, what? That's the way I took this approach with this story is think about the teenager at home who is also a cutter. We've got a cutter.
Exactly.
Think about the relationship at home where the woman has stayed 30 years when she maybe shouldn't have and needs to kind of pack a bag. You are making a difference. Think about somebody from another country who's scared to death to put their feet on U.S. soil and they need to maybe try. We have stories like that. We have mean parent stories, but we have beautiful parent stories crossing over. I mean, but it will change lives just by listening. And the thing is, it's very chicken soup, right? So you know how I mean, today we're so busy. I could read a chapter and I have to start over the next night because I can't freaking, I'm just so tired. It's like, oh, page nine. But with this, they can read like your story because the stories are 2,000 words. I could put the book down and come back to another one. It's like, kind of like, I'm not saying it's the living Bible, but it reminds me of a year from now, they could pick up your story, Dr. Pat, or my story, and it might not resonate right now.
Yeah.
But then next year they go.
Yeah. And that's what I love about it, because it really does talk to the solution part of all things wellness. You know, even though the stories take people on a journey, you know, when you read them and you step back, there's a lesson in every one of them. And there's a nugget, even gut-wrenching ones, you know. And I tossed up whether or not I wanted to share, you know, my younger days, which were really pretty dark.
Right.
And, you know, everything from abuse and being beaten in Catholic boarding school. I mean, really strange things. But that wasn't on my radar. That's what, see, I love about this, because everybody got to show up in their present moment to reflect a part of their journey from the past to help people move on in the future. And that's what I love about this. That's really critical in all things you do, isn't it, though? that's really your mojo.
It is my mojo. I don't ever want to, I think as a coach, I would love it if physicians and counselors and teachers and everybody who is a mentor or somebody we hire would accept us as an not being judgmental. I think we say that, but truthfully make it a safe place. That's what I always want to do as a coach, is to be able to say, show up, bring me your messy, show up, and let's see what you got today to deal with. Because tomorrow could be different. Tomorrow could be a fantastic day. But that's the reason the wellness wheel is like it is that we often think we know our pain points. So you think going to the gym 5 days a week, you haven't been for 5 days, you go for three, you think that's your pain point? You haven't talked to your husband in 3 weeks, that's like your pain point. But we can go around the wheel and go around that whole framework. And if one pillar is kind of falling, like at home, then we can kind of circle back. And that was the same thing with a book. It's really ironic, Dr. Pat, because I took the stories and I just kept plunking them in. And I'm like, yeah. Well, you know, that one's about this one. Oh, look, that one's about coping skills. That's up there. It just, and then it filled up. I didn't have to go put 8 here, put 10 here. It just went.
Wow. But, you know, Peggy, let's talk to that for a minute.
Sure.
Because, you know, part of the journey is understanding that sometimes, whatever you want to call it, God, universe, you know, higher power, whatever that is, you know, sometimes it will step in and do things for us which we cannot do for ourselves. Almost every part of every story I thought about telling, there was that element to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's powerful because it helps us get past a hump. It helps us overcome an obstacle. It helps us pull ourselves out of a pothole. And that's what you shared earlier. You know, you talked about your evolution/revolution to bring you to realize the dream that you had 4 or 5 years ago, and it's now coming to be. But also part of this, Peggy, if you would talk about it, is we don't get here without a few bumps or bruises. Mm-hmm. It's really fascinating. Mm-hmm. I play this sport that I love, right? And I must have gotten hit. I don't even want to show the listeners, but I must have got hit with the ball. Now, I play a sport, you're thinking like a ping pong ball. How is that even going to cause a bruise? Okay. But sometimes the ball comes at 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. Some of them less. But and I didn't even realize it because I'm in my mojo. I'm in my zone, my happy place, happy feet. And you don't realize until you get home and you shower and you look and say, oh, I got to be wearing long sleeves on air this week, right? But sometimes you do feel the bruise.
Right.
You do feel the hit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not in a happy place to begin with, you feel it more, and then you feel the next one more, and then you feel the next one more. And I think, isn't this part of the journey to understand, as your journey talks to, you can get to where you want to go, but you better learn how to get through the bumps and the humps.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you got to keep wiping the blood off the bloody knuckles. You just have to keep going. Until this year, I have to say, you know, my mother, rest in peace, could never really understand why I kept being as diverse and pivoting like I did. She's like, oh, here she goes again. Here she goes again. But I knew that this lane, this industry was my baby. And it didn't matter whether I had a radio show or a website I had to work on or write a book or go over here and coach virtually or wellness retreat. It didn't matter. And you guys, if you know where you need to be, I am telling you right now, stay there. Because in this moment in the last 6 months, Dr. Pat, I sat here and I went, oh my God, this is why I went through this the last 5 years. Like, I can see why I stayed up all night doing my website. And I can see over here why I'm living where I am and why I stayed up crying over here and why I wouldn't have been ready. Yeah. I wouldn't have been ready for this because it seems so organized and I'm sleeping and I'm eating. And I'm like, oh my God, it's because I'm ready now.
Right. Wow.
I wasn't ready.
That's it. I mean, you know, and I think this is an interesting time, Peggy, because, you know, you, I just talked with Carrie about it, Carrie Knutson, who made a major decision to change from, you know, what she was doing in a regular career and then bring back her own platform. But, you know, I'm doing the same thing. The tools that we learn, and the only way that I know how to say this is, if anybody is struggling with anything on that wellness wheel, you know that you can reach out to Peggy. Mm-hmm. And it does, you don't, doesn't matter what it is. Because there may be things that are hard in life, but suffering is really optional. You know, there are things that are hard. There are things that may be tough.
And excuses.
There may be a big bruise on your arm from a sport you love. But suffering is going to be optional. And isn't that really underneath now, to bring this all home, your passion, your purpose, and your mission?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's no excuses, because we all have stuff. And next week, you're going to have other stuff. Mm-hmm. We have to be emotionally resilient now more than ever. And we're not in it by ourselves. Keep no story to yourself. Stand up and scream and find your partner, find your tribe, and run your mouth and find a connection, because we are all so similar. It's comical. It is comical.
Well, look, thank you. Yes. Can we talk a little bit in a couple minutes we have left? Make sure everybody knows your website, but you know, what's the next step for you? What's on your radar for next?
Ooh, and I tell you, it's just like you said, when we first started, you got to clean stuff up, even if you love it, in order to level up, so to speak. And it doesn't mean moving into another mansion, because I have to be in a mansion to move into a mansion. But I'm not going to be coaching virtually anymore. I'm keeping my few peeps, but I'm moving into writing and radio shows. And so pretty much I'm writing, I want to write a compilation book for children. That I'm going to do compilation stories from children with, based on all things wellness. I'm going to write a book 2 with Dr. Vetstein, and a book 3 based on the same kind of format as we did with this one. Yeah. And I'm writing The Adventures of Wellness Island, which is about 15 books, children's books brought together with The Adventures of Wellness Island. So it's a lot of writing and a lot of talking.
Yes. Well, honestly, what it is a lot of showing up.
Or showing
you
off.
Want a lot of showing up.
That's right. Yeah.
So when you say yes to the showing up thing, that's the thing.
Momentum.
That showing up thing is really important.
Yes.
You know, it's like any athlete. It's great to take all the tutorials and, you know, but you got to show up for that first race.
Mm-hmm.
You got to really get that first race. Peggy, thank you so much. Again, let's have your website. And I'd love to know your personal message, what you'd like to leave us with today.
My website is peggywilms.com, www.peggywilms.com. My message today is, you can do anything. And I know that's just so blanket, but you can. And what I mean by that is, you can maybe just take a shower today, you know, go out in the sun and let it beat on your face, write a story, but you can do anything today.
So I just got a text message from one of our listeners. They want me to post the ping pong bruise on my arm.
Of course they do.
You know what? I might inscribe something and then do it. I love our listeners. Thank you.
That's awesome. Show me the pain.
It's so great. Yeah. Show me what you're willing to sacrifice for a little white ball. Peggy, thank you so much.
Yes,
Look forward. We will make sure everybody stays in tune with the schedule, the book, and all of the above. Thank you so much for doing everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. You've been a huge mentor, and, you know, thank you for pushing me off the ledge, and thank you for still holding me, because I'm dangling sometimes.
Yeah, but now we have something new, willingness for wellness. I love that. Benny, thank you so much for everything.
Benny.
Jacob, thank you. And for all of you out there, you're the best audience on the planet. And Peggy said it, you know, even though we may go through some of these changes, you will always be able to find us. You'll always be able to connect with us, because we are committed to all things wellness for all of you. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Bye.
expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.